This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So yesterday, just as a sort of extra precaution, with all the news of the Omicron variant spreading so quickly, I thought I'd buy a couple at-home COVID test kits. So I hit up three different stores and still came home empty-handed. Obviously, I'm just a sample size of one, but a lot of reports show that Americans are struggling to access COVID tests quickly and cheaply. Pharmacies have started to ration their kits. And across the country, mostly in big cities, you can see these long lines at testing sites wrap around the streets. Marketplace's Lily Jamali takes a look at the difficulties that come from relying on the private industry during a public health crisis.
Early in the pandemic, the federal government went big on supporting companies developing vaccines, but on testing, not so much. Lindsay Dawson is an associate director at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says those priorities created uncertainty for makers of those COVID tests.
Companies were concerned that they didn't have a market. And in many senses, this is a natural response from a private company with a fiduciary and not public health responsibility.
That uncertainty came to a head this spring after people started getting vaccines, but before the Delta variant came along. Dr. Bob Wachter is chair of the Department of Medicine at UC San Francisco. He says that prompted the CDC to discourage vaccinated Americans from getting tested, even if they had COVID symptoms.
They believe that if you are fully vaccinated, you are not capable of transmitting the virus.
Demand for tests tanked. Some manufacturers even cut back production. But when the Delta variant emerged, the CDC reversed itself, and some firms started to ramp up their operations again. Wachter says in moments like this, it's essential for the private and public sectors to work together.
It really has to be a partnership, and I think it worked extraordinarily well with vaccines.
And many economists say getting testing right is key to sustaining an economic recovery and safeguarding the progress made so far. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.